Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Saturday right here on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, YouTube, and Twitch for the kids. And Joe Fisher III right here, right across the foam marble table. Rashad Taylor.
Top of the morning.
What is it, St. Patrick's Day yet? But, you know, close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, he missed it last week.
Oh, across the glass, Jordan Schultz. What did I miss? Well, I missed the show, and I missed you guys.
You missed our interview, jerk.
Yeah, I did.
What the hell? make me give it to the fans all show, like, hey, we're going to talk to Joe. He's down there in Eugene.
Well, you've been sitting on this a week. Holy ass. Happy Saturday, guys. Happy post-Halloween.
Well,
I'm a little hungover, I'll be honest, but good to see you.
I'm not shocked, buddy.
What happened, though, I think
missing
that interview, I think just sums up the situation down in Eugene last Saturday. It was, you know, I tailgated my little heart out. I brought multiple gazebos. Well, just two.
Okay.
Brought two gazebos, brought my little Coleman stove.
I was going to ask, man, was there some Sandoz?
I was up till, midnight the night before making beer cheese soup, ladling it into mason jars to bring to the tailgate.
My favorite soup.
I had bratwursts. I got all the necessary ingredients for grilled cheeses.
All the accoutrement.
Oh my God.
Bread, cheese, butter. So
bingo.
I was ready to go. And then we got there. And we started setting up, and the wind was a howling, the rain was a coming down, and it was a war. I would like to say that I played a full game out there. I played a full four quarters.
Yeah,
but it was just pure chaos. Like I saw the text from Jordan, and at that point, our gazebo might have already blown over or close to it three or four times. We're hanging off of it like some orangutans, holding it down onto the ground because we didn't have any like sandbags or weights for it. And even if he had sandbags, he might have been screwed. And it was just pure chaos. At one point, the two of my buddies that I went with, they left our tailgate to go to another one to see someone to meet up with
back.
Them. They came back, but they were gone long enough for me to be like, all right, guys, thanks for bailing here. What the hell?
Appreciate it.
Yeah. And then at one point, there was such a large gust of wind that the gazebos almost went.
Yeah.
And luckily, two people out of nowhere, like guardian angels, came and grabbed the legs and pulled it back down. But then my Coleman stove literally blew off the table, beer cheese soup all on the ground.
Oh,
all on
yeah.
The gravel.
No, I don't want to do an interview. Day's over, guys. Like, sorry.
No.
That was after the fact. That was after.
Oh, that was after.
Show. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
again,
okay.
It was like 3 hours of just pure chaos out there.
See, when you said it was a mess via text message, I thought that you were talking about alcohol and frivolities.
Oh no,
I'm sure that played somewhere.
I was trying to cook while trying to hold the gazebos down, and my son is, can I put my ring gear on? Like,
bro,
it was...
you're like the reporter on the Weather Channel outside of a hurricane.
That would have been
like,
great to get that.
Ollie Willis.
Hey, guys.
How's it going over there, Joe? Not bad.
Hey, guys.
My face
I'm
is
here,
being
you know,
blown off.
You know, there's always that weird delay, again, once, you know, you kind of go from studio to whoever is on site, you know. Hey, Joe, you there? Hey, guys, yeah, I'm here, you know.
Joe,
reporting live here.
That would have been awesome to get that.
Yeah, well, it was, like I said, I saw the text, and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. And
I felt bad. Your car.
I felt bad because, like, the whole week I was, like, telling Jordan, Dusty, I was like, hey, man, I'll maybe come by the broadcast area and jump on the headset if it's ready. Maybe I'll do a phone call. You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll make it happen, though. And I did not.
Could have jumped in the car real quick?
Did not make it happen.
We got your trench foot ass on post game, though. That
yeah.
was nice.
Yeah.
Sounded like you had a couple of pops.
I was
so.
Going to say.
Well,
I was, that was one of those questions I was going to ask is how many soda pops deep did I sound?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Go ahead, Jordan.
I was going to say at least two 24-ounce cans, like large, the big cans.
Some steel reserves down there?
No, like Modelo's or something, just the big ones.
Does it change your ability at all to try to tailgate when you know you have to work after the game? Like, typically when we go down there and we're tailgating, we're kicking it, and we're, you know, we're boozing and all the stuff like that. But after that, we're kind of either going to stick around for a while or, you know, but you don't have to typically go to work, you know, so how much do you have to keep it together just to know that you have to be coherent for the next couple hours after the show's over?
Well, I was fine. I didn't come in and do the post-game show.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, well, I thought you would have might have done it from location.
No, I brought that up to Dusty months ago. I'm like, hey, I was like, what are the chances? And they're like, oh, when we're done with the pregame, we tear everything down and we're done. So having the necessary equipment to do the postgame show live from Autzen, it wasn't going to happen.
Okay.
But yeah, I jumped on the phone with Jordan, did a little postgame hit, and yeah, might have sounded like Jordan feels today. a little tipsy, a little hungover. Well, that actually happened the next day. You know when you get a bad hangover and then you start to take like inventory from the day before?
Yeah.
You're like, sure. Okay, I had one, two, three.
I have to start thinking about it like, damn, I did have those three shots there, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't even thinking about it.
Broke out a bottle of Pinot at the tailgate, though.
Oh,
that was a hit.
Look at you.
People were like, wine?
Pinot in the rain?
Yeah, some Pinot.
That's some very sophisticated adult type stuff.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Typically, it's, you know, some natty ice or something like that that's getting brought out after.
Some
a game,
warm.
But,
oh, I mean, there was Rainier.
Okay, well, there you go.
There was Rainier beer. There was Pinot.
Yeah.
There was some Woodford Reserve.
Well, see, those are... The Woodford Reserve is a good choice.
Four bong hits, man.
Yeah, before cheeseburger over here. Hey, man, got that Pinot.
Oh, and then I made a sick catch in the parking lot where I had to drag the heels before I hit the gravel. It was a catch, though.
Did you hit the gravel? Like,
oh yeah, I lost my balance and I kind of fell backwards, like onto the ground. It was all right. I didn't have the head snap back and have the back of my head hit the turf.
Yeah.
I am not in concussion protocol, but it earned me a Jello shot right after because a couple guys they saw me hit the deck and they're like, "Dude, you all right?" I'm like, "Was it a catch? Are my feet drag marks there? Was it in?" And sure enough, it was a catch.
Was the Jello shot from a
stranger?
Like a student?
It was I don't know. Some complete random guy. He walked up to me though, and he's like, "That catch deserves a Jello shot."
At what point? At what point as adults do we stop doing Jello shots?
Never,
dude. When you're dead.
Yeah,
I'm just asking.
Like, I would say maybe cutoff age is like 60.
No.
Yeah.
No, 99.
Well, granted, you'll be eating a lot of Jello after the age of 60.
Jello sucks in itself. Yeah. Like, so Jello shots are like, I've always kind of been impartial to Jello
fun.
Shots, just because
they're whimsical, you know.
I mean, I guess. Like, do you like Jello? Just normal Jello?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not whipping
you
up
eat
some
like
Jello.
Cherry Jello? Just
I'm not whipping up Jello on my days off. Let's just say that, you know.
But if you're somewhere, just like, I don't know, we all went to a buffet, which I feel like doesn't exist anymore. Except
shout
for
out
like,
Izzy's.
Man, seriously, shout out to hometown buffet. That was my mm-hmm. personal mm-hmm. choice. But let's just say we're there, and there's all these desserts. Which one of you weirdos is getting Jello?
Dude, I'm going for the soft serve. Screw Jello.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well, a buffet. I mean, you got better choices there.
Exactly. I don't cinnamon like rolls at Izzy's.
I'm
those
just saying.
Were
I don't like regular
Jello.
Okay, well, we're walking down the aisle where you got to get stuff to make, and there's the Jello. Like, are you gonna? Who's getting that? No one. So I don't know. I don't understand Jello shots.
Well, again, I think it's almost like a Bloody Mary. It's like, who do you know is just drinking tomato juice? Like, just as a regular, like, oh, it's a diuretic.
Oddly enough, I know more people that drink tomato juice than eat Jell-O.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean?
The whole tomato juice, like, I feel like I've said this. Bloody Marys, I feel, are very much overrated. I think we can do better for a breakfast cocktail. There's got to be something that we can. I will create a better breakfast
There's
cocktail.
There's the mimosa.
It's savory. That's why people, you know, drink
I don't
Bloody
need a
Marys.
Savory cocktail.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're good. You know, that's why you put.
Here's a couple dashes of Tabasco and some Worcestershire sauce in your drink.
No, yeah. You don't have to. See, anybody that adds Worcestershire or Worcestershire sauce, whatever the hell it's called, sauce. My wife doesn't let me call it W sauce, but that's what it's freaking called. Don't add that. Add pickle juice. Add olive juice. See, that's what makes the Bloody Mary.
I don't think you're selling me on
it. What the hell are you talking about,
dude? Add pickled juice.
You come to my house.
So what's a so?
I'll make you a great Bloody
Mary.
Is
a mimosa a better breakfast drink than a Bloody Mary?
Yes.
Yuck.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good. Like, I mean, it's okay, but yeah, Bloody Mary all day. That's what's up. I can have a couple of those, and I'm still
a little piece
feeling
of bacon.
Good.
Hard pass.
Champagne gives you the dizzies, you know?
Yeah, you only get like 2 glasses of champagne before you get the headache. The hangover on champagne sucks.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Unless you're drinking like Dom.
That boozed off of champagne before.
Try it.
Though.
Just try it. Just so you can see what we're talking about. Like, champagne is there's a reason like rappers and stuff like that drank that, because that gets you drunk real quick.
Gets Mace of Spades.
It goes straight to the head. The bubbles or whatever it is, it goes straight to the head and you start kind of feeling that a little bit. So if you've never done it, and there's some good champagne out there. I don't know. I'm more of a champagne guy than wine.
Well, I will say it's good to be back.
It's good to see. Nice little haircut. Look at you.
Yeah. Dialed
Welcome
in.
Back.
Dialed
Handsome
in.
Guy
baby.
Over here, man.
It was just, regardless of the whole tailgate situation, that was definitely a environment, a game. Took my son, took Joey with me. He was also offered a Jell-O shot. And 12-year-old looking like a college student, apparently.
Did you let him do it?
No. He told me after, like, it was after I made that sick catch,
like,
which
60.
Again, dragged the feet, and I was in, and I went over to him, and I was like, oh, I got a Jell-O shot, and he's like, yeah, I think that guy offered me one, too, and I'm like, what? I was like, and you didn't take it and give it to me? And we're like, what the hell? But
you gotta learn the system, son. Come on.
But yeah.
Well, now he knows he's supposed to.
Well, and, like, if you were in passing him, yeah, I'm sure it'd be like, oh, that could be a college student. But if you spend like 1 minute talking to him, you realize that is a 12-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen Joey in a bit, man. I saw the pic you guys took, and I'm like, oh, man, my little dude's getting big, man. He's not a little dude no more.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting offered Jell-O shots in the tailgates of Watson Stadium.
I think he's made it. Yeah. I think he's made it. Yeah, I think
sure.
He can go buy cigarettes
if
he wants
dates?
To.
Yeah, it's gonna be...
Hey, let's see.
It's going to be a full life for young Joe there.
But yeah, glad to be back. You guys have a good little Halloween.
It was real okay for me. I know Jordan, he still got glitter on his face, so clearly it was great. But for me, it was like it was cool. It was real low key, you know, put the projector on and watch the Blazer game that way, which was.
Yep. Hold it.
Which was nice. That's all I'm going to say. You know,
hold it.
Which was nice. And then watched a couple Friday the 13th, some old joints. On TV, which
you threw on some old Halloween jaunts on the screen.
Yeah,
huh?
You know, why not? It's you know, if there's any night to watch something corny like Jason, then that's the one.
Yeah.
So, and the really old ones are like super cheesy, and it's hard to believe that someone was actually afraid of those movies, you know, back then. But yeah, so
yeah, some of those don't hold up as well.
They really don't. But there was somebody that was terrified of those movies, like the first three or four Jasons. Like, these are really bad movies. These are really bad movies, man. But no, we just kind of hung out, so real low key for us.
Jordan, did you pull your best Van Halen and dance the night away?
Yes, my wife and I like to get scantily clad and dance around other beautiful people, and that is what we did. A lot of hot women out last night, I must say. It was a fun party. We were like an 80s 90s dance thing. It was mostly 80s though, so that was the only disappointing part. But yeah, wife went as Krista from Ferngully. I went as Zach. It was pretty fun.
Okay.
I mean, that's a deep cut right there. Ferngully. How about that?
It was fun. Like, people were recognizing it, and that was, for my wife, that was special.
She
didn't think anybody would.
We had a whole conversation just about Disney and Ferngully and all that stuff last week. So,
gotcha.
Got pretty heated.
My favorite thing about Halloween as I get older is seeing people interact with each other in like serious situations, but dressed up in ridiculous costumes.
Seriously,
like
dressed as a minion, and I'm supposed to take you seriously right now.
We're at a bar last night, just getting our nightcap, and Mario and Luigi are at the bar, like having a serious conversation about how they hate their bosses.
Luigi's got his hand on Mario's shoulder. You know,
those two chicks dressed as Mario and Luigi. That was the funniest part.
Oh, that is funny.
And they had the mustache.
Like hot Mario and Luigi?
Just straight up Mario, Luigi, overalls, everything they went for. And then the bartender is like performing his job, giving customer service, dressed up as a wizard. Like huge wizard's hat. Sleeves that are probably dragging into all like the cherries and the limes and lemons and stuff. One dude behind the bar was wearing a pizza costume. Damn near knocked over a bunch of glasses. But yeah, I just find it funny. Like, you're at a party and the two people, you can tell they're having a very serious conversation. One is a giant chicken and the other's a hot dog. Like,
yeah, it's that conversation like, can't be too serious.
Hey, let's talk about politics.
I mean, seriously, something terrible's happened in the family and they're having this deep conversation about it.
Like, dude, you're a good guy, all right?
I really need you to take the hot dog off first, man. We can't have this conversation while you're dressed.
Must have been drunk. Like, really drunk if that's where they ended up. Good God.
Well, I'm glad to be back. We got some sports to talk about today. No Ducks today. They are on a bye week, or as Dan Laney would call it, a work week. But plenty of other things going on, including chat. Are the Blazers good? Let's get to that next here on Football Sunday, Sports Sunday. You can text in 503-864. Oh, Sunday? Oh,
yes. Wow. I made a mistake last week, and that was the first time
this happened.
I'd say that's pretty good, and you didn't even realize, which I understand, but it's just like, oh, man, that, wow.
503-864-6326. You can text in or jump on the YouTube chat, but as I said, chat, are the Blazers good? We get to that next year, Sports Saturday, here on the Fan Sports Network.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The cup is ours. Blazers win in the cup, baby.
Can you smell it? Can you feel it?
The cup?
I can.
I'm grabbing the cup.
I think it's going to happen.
Floor was ugly, but that was a good game.
Well, yeah. I mean, the floor is, yeah, it's dumb.
All the floors are stupid. Yeah, like, I don't know if there is a cool one out there. They all look pretty weird.
To answer your question, Rashad, there isn't. There isn't one. But that is secondary to what happened. Who cares about the cup? How about just a big dub on a Friday night against the Nuggets? A gritty, dare I say gritty, the infamous overused word in sports, gritty win by the Blazers over the Denver Nuggets last night. How about that?
No, and this one, and this time you're right in saying gritty. That's exactly what it was.
I mean, hell, you're down by 10 going into the fourth quarter, back and forth. You chip away at the lead. They make some buckets. You make some buckets. You make some big defensive plays down the stretch. I mean, that was impressive. I was like, okay, tip of the cap, Blazers players and team and coaches and Tiago Splitter, Master Splitter out there. It was great.
Hey, what I've been watching these guys do over the last little bit has been really, 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 really fun. Like, the one thing about defense is it translates everywhere. So even if you're not shooting well, which it didn't seem like the Blazers were shooting well, they had 75 points at the half against Utah, like, the game before. So that's how great they were shooting. They had 75 points by the end of into the fourth quarter because they just weren't shooting as well.
Yeah, what was it, 81-71?
Yeah, something like that. At the end of the third. Yeah, and so you have a team that knows how to play defense and knows how to put a lot of pressure on your team. I think they're top two in the NBA as far as full court press and just making sure they make it difficult for people to bring the ball to the floor. This isn't the same Blazers team. And every game we get a new superstar or coach that has to say, man, yo, these guys are legit. Like, they can play. You know, the defense is there, and they're not these pushovers. And what I love is it's defense from everybody. I mean, Denny's playing great defense. Shaden's not a great defender, but he's trying right now to play.
Hey, that was a great play last night at the end of the game to get that block on Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, just goes to show, it's like, hey, man, that athleticism that works so well for you on offense, look how much it can work for you on defense.
It can play. And honestly, and we can talk about this a little later. I've been up and down on Shaden, if I'm being honest. Like, he hasn't shot well. He hasn't played well throughout the first few games of the season. Luckily, the Blazers have been winning, but not because Shaden has been great, you know. And so, just if you just look at his shooting percentages, they've been, I think he was shooting 32% up until yesterday. It was like, dude, it's been pretty bad.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was sub 40 field goal shooting, sub 30 3-point shooting to start. Yeah.
Oh no, he's 30. He was shooting up until last night. I'm not sure what it is now because I think he went 50% from the field, but he was shooting 32%. You know, it was like, geez, Shaden, like, you should be better than this. And so it was good to see him have a little bit of life.
35% from the field, 26.7% from three to start the season.
Yeah, that's not gonna get it.
That's buns, as the kids would say.
But it's still the beginning of the season, so I'm gonna give that a pass. But it was great to see the fact that he's good on defense. So I just like what I'm seeing so far, and Tiago has them playing. More than that, I don't know if you guys have noticed, the Blazers for a long time just did this dribble handoff thing. Like, that was the offense. Dribble handoff, see who gets the matchup that you're looking for, and then try to make something happen from there. To watch these guys run plays from the free throw line and run and get have like a lot of success for that, like, that's been awesome. Jrue Holiday, tip of the cap, man. He's changed the way this team looks.
Not obviously it's great for the Blazers, but just for him, solid little bounce back year to start, at least through these first six games. Is that what's the biggest surprise for you through these first six games? Is it how efficient Grant has been coming off the bench? Is it just Jrue Holiday and his impact being felt right away? Is it the lack of playing time for Young Hansen, which when he has been out there, it's kind of understandable at this point? Is it, again, Jrue Holiday's instant impact? Is it Donovan Clint? I mean, what is it for you? There's a few different things that have shown itself through these first six games.
For me, it's Jrue Holiday. Like, for somebody that can just get their shot off whenever they need, that's crazy to me. Like, no, he finds his spot on the floor, and he's not fast with it really, but he just walks his opponent to wherever he wants them to be, stops there, and like, up, easy bucket here, nice little turnaround. And now that he's really knocking down threes, Drew Holiday, and I know he's had some amazing seasons in the NBA. Obviously, he's a multiple-time champion. He's an Olympian, all that stuff. As a player, this is the most comfortable and this is the easiest basketball Drew Holiday has ever seen. It looks so effortless when he's out there. Like, and he gets his shot off all the time. He's 18 points and 8 assists on the season so far. Like, he's doing work. Almost 9 assists that he has so far this season. So that's been the biggest thing for me, is how much he's changed. And then when you have a guy that's defensive-minded and he's your best offensive player, or at least he's been, well, your best offensive player so far has been
Jeremy Grant,
but yeah. Denny Avia is right there too.
Yeah. You
get, Denny's right there too. But 1A, Jeremy coming 1B. Off the bench, but Jeremy coming off the bench is crazy. But the things that Drew Holiday has been able to do for this young team, and then kind of translate that to the defensive end with what Kamara was just able to do last year, and I know he's hungry for first team this year or possibly more. Yay! Nobody wants to play against them, considering the way they play defense, and they're beating good teams. It'd be different if they were beating bums. They're beating Golden State. You know, they should have beat Minnesota, but they lost that game. I think they should have beat the Clippers, but they were lazy in that game. Outside of that, like, they're beating good teams, and they're beating them pretty well, with the exception of last night.
I got to chime in, guys, really quickly. The thing that surprises me most so far is the identity that this young team has. Like, they're scrappy. They've actually got some good players now that can play two-way in the NBA, which that was the problem before. They would have Anthony Simons that would shoot on offense, and he would fill the stats up that way, but they would have no defensive identity, no defensive players. Now, you've got Donovan Klingon, you've got guys like Wesley, which he was just like a Spurs bench warmer, but he's coming in, he's grabbing steals. Chris Murray stepped up and played really well, too, and I think that defensive identity is something that they just didn't have before, and to fill all of that, like, offense left open by Anthony Simons, with not even Shaedon Sharpe, but really we're talking, like, you guys are mentioning Jeremy Grant's offensive effort off the bench, and then Denny Avdia stepping up and being basically the top scoring option so far for Portland. It's pretty interesting to see how they've actually lived up to the billing, and I just can't hold back like this. This is an actually exciting young team. So, I don't know. Overall, I think that's the thing that surprises me the most. It's just, it's an exciting freaking group of guys to watch, and I didn't think that was the case at the beginning of the season, but hey, 4-1 under Tiago, who might argue?
You brought up a good point, though, Rashad, as far as that full court press and just them putting pressure on. You saw that really mess things up for the Nuggets in that game last night, where you do that to teams, and, you know, with a 24-second shot clock, by the time that you've done pestering them and they get into their half-court set, they got 10 seconds left, 12 to 10 seconds maybe, before they're actually comfortably set to be able to run their play. And at that point, they might not even have time to run the play. So then they're having to go ISO ball or just put the ball in the hands of their best player and, hey, bail us out, which they really couldn't do last night with getting the ball to Jokic. I mean, when you have him getting 21, 9, and 12...
Great game. It's an amazing game.
A lot of NBA players would like that game, but for Jokic, that's a
subpar game.
Yeah, that's a mid game for him. So I think that if you can just be feisty as hell on defense, that's going to win you a lot of games, and that's going to keep you in a lot of games. And yeah, I think that just the start of this season. You also mentioned Drew Holiday, just how the game is flowing to him and how it's coming to him. Scoot Henderson even said this, and I'm excited for when he gets back with his team, but he's watching Drew, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said something along the lines of, like, he's learning me to how to have a better pace of the game, a better control of the game, not being so frantic, frenetic, and just being able to, you know, slow things down a bit. So if he's starting to see that and taking things from Drew's game, and then Dame's in his ear teaching him things this year, I hope that he comes in when he's healthy, and gosh, maybe just a couple weeks now, I think he's not too far away, then I'm intrigued to see what he's picked up so far in this time being under two veteran point guards like that.
So the one thing that I was talking about, this might be Drew's season. I have to look up his stats. As far as scoring, this is the fifth best season Drew Holiday has ever had in the NBA. He's been in the league 17 years, somewhere around there.
The field goal percentage, too, is like he's at like 49%, basically.
He's shooting 80% from the free throw line, and he's shooting 36% from three, and he's shooting 48% from the field.
We'll take it.
On top of that, this is the first time in his career he's averaged 8 assists or more. 17 years. This is the first time in his career he's averaging 8.7. That means he is efficient, and he's teaching these young guys really how to play and everybody's inspired. I think that's the best part. Like when we watched OKC last year, the one thing that they had, I think, over a lot of teams, they played together and they liked playing with each other. They liked being on each other's team. They liked being around each other as teammates. And I don't know if they how much they're around each other, but I can tell when they're on the floor, they love playing basketball with each other. And I think that's an important part of this process. And so if they can continue this and if they can keep playing defense, why can't this team compete for at least top five playoff spot? Like if they're playing like this, I don't see why they can't.
Well, hell, I mean, I won't go that lofty, but after a start like this and how competitive you looked, I mean,
they're frustrating good teams.
You got to be at least getting into that play-in as a 7 or 8.
Yeah,
at this point,
screw the play-in. Can we try for the playoff? But I hear what you're saying.
I mean, like I think this year coming into it, people were just like, oh, you know, they're going to compete to try and get into the play-in. It's like, you better be in the play-in at least as one of those higher seeds it's looking like right now, just from the start. And granted, it's 6 games into the season. That's like, what, 10% of the season, if that. So still a lot more games to go. They've got the Lakers coming up who that will be on Monday. And I think they'll have Luka
because
he just played last night. Yeah, that's right. So they got the Lakers coming up. Then Wednesday, they got Oklahoma City. That'll be a tough one. And then they'll hit their first real road trip. I know they just had kind of a mini one, a West Coast trip. But after Wednesday, they will go to Miami, Orlando, New Orleans, Houston, and Dallas.
Win. No, we'll
the cup
see
is
about
ours.
Yeah. Dallas is struggling right now, but I think they'll be better at some point.
So I mean, basically up until next Saturday through the following Sunday, November 8th through November 16th, they will be on the road. So first real road test for this this scrappy, gritty, the pest in the West, as people are calling them, Portland Trailblazers.
Can I throw some cool stats at your asses before we get out of here?
Yeah.
These are really, like, I would say eye-opening numbers that I think tell the story of what we were just speaking about on the Blazers. Steals per game, Portland leads the entire league at 12. And you look at last night, I think the box score said like 11-6 or something for the Blazers versus the Nuggets. They're getting after it. You talk about just putting the effort in. You have been begging young players, as you pointed Shaden out doing with that block at the end of last night's game. Just try. Use your athleticism. And the Blazers speaks to that identity I think we're seeing. 12 freaking steals a game. Sacramento's the next closest at 10.8. And on the other side of the coin, the Blazers guys, I didn't think I'd be saying this, even a week or half or two into the season, they have scored the most points in all of the NBA total so far. And they've been doing it while being absolute cheeks from three-point land. So I got to say, like, I am impressed with how this team has been able to squeak out wins.
Like I said, play defense translates every week. Even if you can't score, you can play D. That's the biggest.
It's been leading to scoring. The defensive effort shot has been leading to easy buckets.
Yeah, impressive little start for the Blazers, and they're going to have a tough next week and a half with Lakers, Oklahoma City Thunder, and then going on a real road trip. All right, take a break here, and again, we're on a bye week from the Ducks, which, again, after last weekend, I'm very much like, you know what, I think we need some space.
Yeah.
After that game, that weather, everything, you know, I just think we need some time apart, and then we'll come back together in a couple weeks, you know, we'll reunite. But I have to ask, last night, did the Blue Jays have their Bill Buckner moment? We get to that next here, but first, Schultzy with a SportsCenter update.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back in to Sports Saturday, presented by Philbrook Law. He was down at the tailgate with me, Mr. Philbrook himself. Had him, another client. One of the things we drank down there, or tried, have you ever heard of a Cali Mocha?
I have not.
It is apparently a big drink in Spain with the youngs, because you can start drinking at the age of like 15 in Spain or something like that.
So they're very refined in Europe, yes.
Yes, yes. It's red wine and Coca-Cola over ice. Maybe like a little lemon.
What kind of Coca-Cola?
Well, like they got the good Coca-Cola okay. there, well, that, sure. Like,
that could be okay. I could see a lot of people drinking that and enjoying some of it.
Yeah, honestly, not that bad.
I can imagine.
Not that bad. But yeah.
Refreshing.
Yeah. Oh, by the yeah, and I was gonna say as far as the tailgate goes, when that big gust of wind happened last weekend, blew over my pot of beer cheese soup and everything. There was still like 2.5 hours before kickoff, and I was like, "Screw it, we're tearing down. We're done. We're done."
I mean, like, yeah, game's over. We're going home. Pack up, everybody.
We packed up all the gazebos, and my friends were still gone. And when they came back, I'm like, dude, I needed you guys. We had a big gust of wind. Like, what the F? What happened?
Did they find some ladies or some extra booze? Like, where did they go?
The tailgate they went to, it was just as much of a mess. One of the gazebos over there, the metal, like, that holds it up top, like, a piece of metal, like, snapped. And a guy was trying to, like, put it all together, sliced his hand open, started bleeding everywhere. Just, yeah.
Yikes.
Give me a first aid kit. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, all right, I take back what I said. Doesn't sound like it was as much fun over there as it was over here.
You know, sometimes you just shouldn't try. Like, there is something to be said for just sitting back and be like, you know,
well,
what?
Hey, I'm lucky because that happened to one of our gazebos and I jerry-rigged like 20 zip ties together to put it back together. So I came out of there unscathed, but when they told me about that after giving them a hard time about leaving, I'm like, okay, you guys might be a little traumatized over there from what you saw. It was a war zone out there.
No, it's not worth it sometimes. Let's just find a cool bar to go to and chill there until the game starts. That's, yeah, because sometimes tailgating, especially in Oregon at this time of year,
oh, I'm never doing
it. It's way more difficult than it needs to be.
Never doing it.
Way more difficult than it needs to be.
It's a good memory, but yeah, no.
What do you want, trench foot or a sliced hand? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I'm sure the Blue Jays would have liked a Game 6 win last night, but they possibly had a, dare I say, a Bill Buckner moment in the ninth inning. They're down. See, and you know, this is up for debate because they were still losing the game at that point. They didn't blow a lead or anything. But they're in a good position to maybe tie this game and send it to extras. Another 18-inning game, perhaps, Rashad. I'm sure you stayed up the whole time for that, right?
I did not.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I couldn't. I was tired.
But they are coming into the ninth inning. They're down 3-0, and they do get they bring one home, make it 3-1 on a funky ground rule double where the ball got lodged in between the wall and the ground. And so they did score one run there. It's 3-1. Zero out still. They get another guy on base. They get him to second and third with no outs. And it's like, oh my God, the Blue Jays, they're in prime position right here. They get a pop out for one out. And then with the man on second and third, I forget who was at bat, but the little Texas blooper to left field for the Blue Jays. They hit into the left field, and Kike Hernandez for the Dodgers comes flying in, makes the snag. There's two outs. He looks over, and Daniel Barger of the Blue Jays, he's like 15, 20 feet off of second base, has a terrible read on the flyout, and Kike Hernandez sees it, and then he just fires it into second. And then their second baseman, I believe Rojas, he's on second, and bam, double play, bye. Game over. And now we got a best two words in sports, game seven tonight. I mean, what the hell happened right there? I mean, that this could be one of those moments, and Rashad and I were talking about it in the break. It's like, you're leading a series 3-2, and then all you got to do is win one of the last two games. You can't get it done in game six. Boy, if you don't win it in game seven tonight, the Blue Jays are going to be looking at that moment like, dude, we had it. That was our chance. We were going to be able to tie it. There was no outs. Guys in running position, scoring position, and we didn't deliver. And we kind of blew it as well.
Yeah, I mean, he said he just made a bad read. You know, it was kind of a bad read. It was kind of his quote. I mean, I can imagine feeling like absolute just S right now after you kind of cost your team a World Series. Well, I won't say cost his team because, again, like you said, they were losing. Like, yeah. You were losing at that point. It's ninth inning, obviously.
And you still got a chance in Game 7. But, again, if the Dodgers pull this off tonight, you got to be looking at it over the last 2 days and just be like,
yeah,
how their offense has looked at moments, both teams, how the Blue Jays' offense has looked and how the Dodgers' offense has looked. It's just one of those, I think, Blue Jays fans, if they lose it tonight, are just going to be like, how? How did we
if they
not
lose tonight,
pull this off?
I would blame it more on what they did tonight. I mean, again, like Jordan was saying, they were down 3-1 at that point. Like, I'm not saying that there was a lot that happened prior to that got them down 3-1. So I don't know if it's a tough space to be in. Like, I don't think there's any other sport to where the blame goes on you like that when you make a huge mistake like that. Like in football, if you drop a pass, it's bad. Like, we're gonna talk about it, but it's not gonna be like a world-ending type thing for a lot of people. In basketball, if you miss the game-winning or game-tying shot, like, nobody's on your head about it. I'm glad you took it, you know, in most cases for people. But baseball is one of those things. Like, if you make that mistake, well, Bill Buckner, you know, like, nobody talks about Game 7, right? They don't talk about the Red Sox losing Game 7. They talk about Bill Buckner in Game 6. That's going to be the storyline. So you're right, they have to win, but at the same time, I don't think it's because of Game 6.
I'm going to take some of the blame off of old Addison Barger. I just don't think at that point it was a double play in the ninth inning, right? You're down by two runs. So say that didn't happen. Say it was just a normal line out. You're still, yes, the tying run coming to the plate, but you're down to your last batter, okay? You can't put this on Barger. Gausman struck out 8, yet still gave up 3 runs. Sometimes the other team is just better. This is what playoff baseball is, guys. Yeah, little mistakes get highlighted like that, but, like, dude, it had nothing to do with Addison Barger.
It did. He got thrown out at the second.
I'm
when he
talking
have.
About the overall loss had nothing to
well,
do
yeah,
with
I
Addison
mean, there's
Barger.
There's a million plays that happen
exactly.
in the game. I mean, right, and this happens in all sports, every game.
It's, yeah, the last play's
all
highlighted.
That said,
yeah.
All that said, fellas, what the hell was he thinking? That's my question. Like, I mean, I don't.
If it's even close, you cannot be that far off of second.
I think
I understand
he
it's
wants
easier
to score.
And it's easier said than done to just, you know, be sitting here on a Saturday morning and, well, I would have stayed on second. But again,
this
I
is one
just
of those
think,
times where I think everybody that said that would have been right though.
When it's that close, if you see the guy come charging in, you just got to make sure he makes the catch or doesn't and stay on second. I mean, I understand, yeah, his mentality is probably like, I'm going to go score and tie this game up if he doesn't make this catch. Like, if it just goes right underneath his glove. And but you just got to be a bit more disciplined in that moment there, unfortunately. And now the Blue Jays find themselves tied 3-3 with a game 7-9. I mean, oh, hey.
So for, sad for the Blue Jays, right?
Hey, for sports fans, you know. I mean, we're happy about it, right? We get a game 7 of the World Series. This ain't no divisional round, all right? This ain't no wild card round. This is game 7 of the World Series.
I don't
dream
the,
about as a kid.
I don't want the Blue Jays to like win, like, you know, like the kind of ruined some
I still go back and forth on it. Yeah, I don't know who I want to win.
At the same time, like, man, whatever. It's like I definitely don't want the Dodgers to win. So, I mean, I don't hate the Dodgers like you know, like the Lakers or anything like that, but yeah, I would
I hope
rather
the Blue Jays bleed.
I would rather it wasn't the Blue Jays, though.
Sounds personal, Jordan.
Yeah, a little bit. Fall on the damn sword. Screw you. Stop coming to T-Mobile Park whenever the Blue Jays play the Mariners. Get the hell out of our
country. That sounds like
country.
A dedication problem
go
from the
home
team not filling the stadium to me.
Go no.
Uh-oh.
Whatever.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
That.
Joe, that's...
That's classic Seattle,
I'm
going to
instigate today. That's going to be my role for
Husky Stadium gave all their tickets to the Ohio State fans earlier this year, so that tracks, you know. The Seattle fans are just not dedicated.
Yeah. And I actually am not from the Seattle area, so I technically am one of the people traveling to the damn area to watch the Mariners game. But yeah, F the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I don't know. There's part of me that like wants the Blue Jays to win it because again, like, why would you want the Dodgers to win it? But that's an AL East foe. I can't be rooting for a team that plays the Orioles as much as they do during the season.
Yeah, that's true.
To win, you know?
I like Ohtani too. Right, like just watching Ohtani's greatness, obviously. Not the last couple of games. He's been striking out a lot. But damn, that run of, I think it was 12 or 14 for 14 at Dodger Stadium. And it was like walk, 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 5 home runs, 2 doubles. Like, come on, man. Like, we're watching something we've never seen before.
Yeah, he's the best ever.
In college football, we have a Wolf of Wall Street moment this week. Dan Lanning says, I'm not effing leaving. What is the best opening in college football, though? We get to that next here, Sports Saturday on The Fan. Rashad.
What up?
I can't remember a season in college football that has had this many coaches fired and this many openings like this early in the season. I feel like you start to see it like towards the end. And granted, what? We're in week 9, I guess. We got about a month left of college football, regular season college football. But I mean, even some of these jobs have been open for the last week or two now. Just, I feel like after every week, we're getting 1 to 3 coaches fired. It's, again, I just feel like I don't remember a year like this where dudes are just getting canned left and right.
People are trash right now. And so you can't be trash for a long time, especially consistent trash. I think that's the thing. Like in college football, you can have years of brilliance and you can have years of just okayness, but you can't have multiple years of just being bad. Unless, depending on the school, like Ohio State, let me look at this list right now. LSU, Penn State, Florida, those are all schools for the most part that they don't want to lose for a long time. You might get one bad season out of them, but if you go 2, that's not going to happen. They're not going to let you go 2 seasons. And a place like Oregon State, you can be bad for 3, 4, 5 seasons before you get dismissed, you know? So I think there are certain places that will accept a middling coach and other spaces that are like, nah, we need more and we need more now.
Well, yeah, I wonder some of those like, you know, I guess middling programs is a good way to put it. Like Virginia Tech. I remember Virginia Tech. They used to put pressure on the BCS. Like back in the day where they were like the 4th or 3rd team, they'd have 1 loss or maybe no losses or 2, you know, they'd be competitive as hell. They're looking for a new head coach. Obviously Oklahoma State, they've had some great years under Mike Gundy. They're looking for a new face of their program. Arkansas has had like, I think 1 double digit win season over the last like 10 or 15 years. You know, I remember they've had some great seasons, the Darren McFadden days. Yeah. Those are some interesting programs, but you named the three biggest programs, Penn State, Florida, and LSU that have an opening. Out of those 3 jobs, what is the best job to you right now? Because I feel like if you would have asked this question a week or two ago, then there would have been an obvious answer. But there has been some press conferences and some sound bites that have come out of one of these jobs that I think it might have changed the tune of some people.
I mean, I don't know. As of those three, I would probably say Penn State. You know, while I think there is a lot of pressure to win in the Big Ten, Michigan and Ohio State and Oregon still exist. So there is not as much pressure in the SEC. Like, I think there's pressure to win from everywhere. You're not going to get a lot of seasons of I don't want to say subpar football, but like when you're not recruiting the best or when you're not winning, you know, at least 8-9 games a season, like at some point they will keep you for a little while longer, at least at Florida for me. You know, I think that's a bad spot too. I don't know, man. I think they're all okay for the most part. They're all big name programs. You're going to get paid a bunch of money. That's the one thing we do know. I think the recruiting that you're going to get from Louisiana and anywhere like that is good. Recruitment for Florida is going to be great. Penn State, you're competing with the other couple great teams in the Big Ten. So I don't know. I think they're all great jobs, but I think Penn State is probably the one that I would pick, because while there's pressure to win, I don't think there is as much pressure as there is at an LSU, or even that there would be at a Florida.
Or just an SEC job in general.
Just SEC in general is just a different beast, so I would probably say a Penn State.
Well, it's just so...
as far as the big schools up there, yeah. That probably wouldn't be the one that I did choose. I'm still trying to figure out why Stanford isn't good. Stanford hasn't been good for a while. I remember there were years where Stanford was, I'm not going to say great, but uber competitive in the Pac-12, and now they're just garbage juice.
Well, it's, you know, talent, getting transfers is damn near impossible for that school. You got to have a 4.2 GPA.
Smart kids should be good at football, though, right?
Well, some of them are. LSU, they have had quite the week. They fired Brian Kelly, and again, like, if you would have asked that question a week or two ago, like, what's the best job out of these, it probably would have been universally like, well, LSU, you know, they have a recent national championship. They've shown that they compete for national championships recently. They have some of the best resources. That's probably a top five job in all of college football. But then the LSU governor decided to get involved in the hiring. And this is what he had to say about the opening LSU job earlier this week. I believe he was doing a press conference to talk about like food benefits and SNAP benefits for his constituents down there in Louisiana. And for some reason, he just started going on a tangent about the LSU job opening. Do we have that ready here, Jordan? Just one second. All right. It was very bizarre because LSU is in a spot where obviously they fire Brian Kelly and they have their athletic director. I forget what his first name is. Something Woodward. Steve? Bob? Isn't that the guy who...
Frank Wilson?
Frank Wilson. That is not the AD, no.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Bob Woodward. Was that the guy who got Nixon in trouble?
Bob Woodward?
I think he was one of those... Let's look it up. I think he was one of those Washington Post writers.
Did he get Nixon in trouble?
the AD, though, at... LSU, and since then, this press conference happened, he's actually been let go, so he is definitely not making the hire. But now you have
Scott Woodward.
Thank you. So not only do you have a job opening at head coach, but you now have an athletic director opening at LSU as well. And so now the hiring process falls down onto the board of directors for Louisiana State. Board of directors, I believe it is two people from each congressional district in Louisiana State, along with three people from the college, I believe, make up the board of directors for Louisiana. So basically, it's a part of it is put together by the governor himself. So this job hiring process is going to be done essentially by the governor and a part of the congressional district of Louisiana. So it's a very weird like mix of how the politics of the state and politicians are going to be getting involved in the hiring process for Louisiana State, which to me is just bizarre. Like to me, it's like, don't you have other things that you need to be worrying about other than who's going to be the next coach at LSU?
Yeah. I want nothing to do with Louisiana right now. I want nothing to do with. If I'm a head coach and I'm looking for a position, I understand it's the name, LSU. It's all the prestige that comes with it. I think they have a live tiger outside of the stadium still. So, like, there's a lot to like about being at LSU. You ever been to Baton Rouge?
I have not been to the state of Louisiana.
I've not been
to, like, the deep south at all.
Okay, like, so my godfather is from Baton Rouge, and so being there is a very strange, not strange place, but it's very different if you're from a place like Portland. It's very rural, but
we're not in Kansas anymore.
And then all of a sudden, it's much like Eugene. Eugene's probably a little more modern, but, like, you pull into this empty space, and then all of a sudden there's this big ass college that's just LSU. It's right there, and so it's really strange to see. However, like, as a college, it's Oregon times three, so it's easier to, like, recruit kids and kind of get them on campus and stuff like that. So I think that would be not as difficult, because I think the state of Florida in itself is just littered with talent, you know, up and down that state. So I think that would still be an easy enough for you to do. However, winning in the SEC is tough, man. And then trying to get hired, trying to go through the process when the school doesn't have an athletic director, and now you have to report to the board, and they want different things. A lot of them don't know football. Not worth it, man. Not worth it. I'm good.
I think we have the audio of the governor of Louisiana and the hiring process behind LSU.
We are not going down a failed path. And I wanted to tell you something. This is a pattern. The guy that's here now that wrote that contract cost Texas A&M $70-something million. Right now, we got a $53 million liability. We are not doing that again. And you know what? I believe that we're going to find a great coach. I mean, maybe we'll let President Trump pick it. He loves winners. You know? I'm not going to be picking the next coach. But I can promise you, we're going to pick a coach, and we're going to make sure that that coach is successful. And we're going to make sure that he's compensated properly. And we're going to put metrics on it. Because I'm tired of rewarding failure in this country. And then leaving the taxpayers on the foot, you know, to foot the bill. So, yeah, absolutely. Who's that?
Full time out.
Hold on. No. I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it. I don't know, but the Board of Supervisors is going to come up with a committee, and they're going to go find us a coach.
Yeah, I had to leave that last part in there. That question was, so will the AD, well, now former AD, be selecting the next coach? He said, no, Scott Woodward will not.
And then he would rather have Donald Trump.
And that's the second time. So I'm confused. So is he a fan of, I'm sure he is.
Yes.
Yes.
He's now, a MAGA bro.
Now again, if I'm, you know, now that I get paid and stuff like that, I get a chance to decide where I want to spend some of my time in college, or at least my early, you know, 20s and stuff. Nah, we're good. You know, if this is who's making decisions, is the guy that wants, I'm good.
I was on his side when he said we need to stop rewarding failure in this country. Then he's like,
that's what rich people always say. That's what rich people who grew up rich always say.
I mean, Rashad, I don't make
pull myself up by my bootstraps.
That's not even what I'm saying. I am sick of watching coaches get, you know, these great jobs, and then they don't do good, or they're let go after a year because, it wasn't the right fit, and then they're paid to go away. That's the kind of thing that I don't
like. Well, they don't want a lawsuit. You know, a lot of these contracts say I'm supposed to be here for X amount of years, and you're letting me go after one? Like, you want me to take you to court, or you just want to give me all the money?
I mean, this guy's an idiot. Overall, he's a dumbass.
So, the membership, the Board of Supervisors, is composed of two members from each congressional district and three members from the state at large, appointed by the governor with confirmation of the Senate. So, and then the LSU Board of Supervisors Chair Scott Ballard, he had no idea that the Louisiana governor said that when he was asked to comment on the coaching search being the job of his board. He said, "No, I didn't know that." So he had no idea that he's going to be doing the hiring process. And my question is, does LSU give, because I don't know, I'm trying to remember what school did this, but they basically said, you're going to be the head coach and go find us an athletic director as well. So you guys can kind of be simpatico on things. So I don't know if they go that route, because then that might give fans a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, ease the tension a little bit. Of, hey, the AD and the football coach are in lockstep, because the football coach essentially went and found the AD. But yeah, I mean, like, at this point, like, if you are one of the hotter coaches out there, I mean, Dan Lanning, as I said before the segment, he already said, I ain't leaving Oregon.
Some mess over there. He's not leaving for LSU.
He didn't leave for Bama. Why would he leave for LSU, right?
He's not leaving
right?
for LSU.
Like, but if you're in SEC country like a Lane Kiffin, like, you don't think Ole Miss is going to – one, they're going to use the LSU job to get Lane Kiffin a bit more money. But also, if you're Lane Kiffin and your agent, you're like, dude, I don't know if I want
to – I'd stay away from it. They're going to offer you a lot of money. But money talks. Like, we're seeing – listen – We see that money talks all the time. We see it in live golf and all that stuff. So we know guys will take it for the bread.
Yeah. It is a very interesting position for LSU where I think if like of all the SEC jobs that are opening, like right now, Florida to me looks a little bit more enticing than the LSU job. I mean, they've shown that they can win championships in the modern era. Obviously they've had a couple milquetoast hires over the last couple of years, but
don't have to deal with a governor.
No, I don't know. I don't know what Florida's situation is. But isn't college football better when Florida is better?
I believe so.
I think it's one of the best stadiums, best environments. I love it when Florida is good. I think it's a lot of fun. All right, we're up against it. We're going to take a break for hour number two, get into some duck stuff, get into some things that are kind of stinky out there when it comes to gambling and might be showing themselves as far as what could happen in these games throughout this weekend. Take a look at the Saturday-Sunday slate. We got Who Do You Love? Loaded second hour right here, Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.